Don't leave it on the desk. There was a certain professor of religion named Dr. Christensen, a studious man, who taught at a small college in the western United States. Dr. Christensen taught the required survey course in Christianity at this particular institution. Every student was required to take this course their freshman year, regardless of his or her major. Although Dr. Christensen tried hard to communicate the essence of the gospel in his class, he found that most of his students looked upon the course as nothing but required drudgery. Despite his best efforts, most students refused to take Christianity seriously. This year, Dr. Christensen had a special student named Steve. Steve was only a freshman, but was studying with the intent of going into the seminary for the ministry. Steve was popular, he was well-liked, and he was an imposing physical specimen. He was now the starting center on the school football team and was the best student in the professor's class. One day, Dr. Christensen asked Steve to stay after class so he could talk with him. "Steve, how many push-ups can you do?" Steve said, "I do about 200 every night." "200? That's pretty good, Steve," Dr. Christensen said. "Do you think you could do 300? Steve replied, "I don't know. I've never done 300 at a time." "Do you think you could?" again asked Dr. Christensen. "Well, I can try," said Steve. "Can you do 300 in sets of 10? I have a class project in mind, and I need you to do about 300 push-ups in sets of 10 to do this work. Can you do it?" "I need you to tell me that you can do it," said the professor. Steve said, "Well, I think I can. Yeah, I can do it." Dr. Christensen said, "Good. I need to do this on this Friday. Let me explain what I have in mind." Friday came and Steve got to class early and sat in the front of the room. When the class started, the professor pulled out a big box of donuts. No, these weren't the normal kind of donuts. They were extra fancy, big kind, with cream centers and frosting swirls. Everyone was pretty excited. It was Friday, the last day of the class, and they were going to get an early start on the weekend with a party in Dr. Christensen's class. Dr. Christensen went to the first group in the first row and asked, "Cynthia, do you want to have one of these donuts?" Cynthia said, "Yes." Dr. Christensen then turned to Steve and asked, "Steve, would you do 10 push-ups so that Cynthia can have a donut?" "Sure." Steve jumped down from his desk to do a quick 10. Then Steve again sat in his desk. Dr. Christensen put a donut on Cynthia's desk. Dr. Christensen then went to Joe, the next person, and asked, "Joe, do you want a donut?" Joe said, "Yes." Dr. Christensen asked Steve, "Would you do 10 push-ups so Joe can have a donut?" Steve did 10 push-ups. Joe got a donut. And so it went down the first aisle. Steve did 10 push-ups for every person before they got their donut. Walking down the second aisle, Dr. Christensen came to Scott. Scott was on the basketball team and in as good a condition as Steve. He was very popular and never lacking for female companionships. When the professor asked, "Scott, do you want a donut?" Scott's reply was, "Well, I can do my own push-ups." Dr. Christensen said, "No, Steve has to do them." Then Scott said, "Well, I don't want one then." Dr. Christensen shrugged and then turned to Steve and asked, "Steve, would you do 10 push-ups so Scott can have a donut he doesn't want?" With perfect obedience, Steve started to do the 10 push-ups. Scott said, "Hey, I said I don't want one." Dr. Christensen said, "Look, this is my classroom, my class, my desk, and these are my donuts. Just leave it on the desk if you don't want it." And he put a donut on Scott's desk. Now, by this time, Steve had begun to slow down a little. He just stayed on the floor between sets because it took too much effort to get up and down again. You could start to see a little perspiration coming out around his brow. Dr. Christensen started down the third row. Now the students were beginning to get a little angry. Dr. Christensen asked Jenny, "Jenny, do you want a donut?" Sternly, Jenny said, "No." Then Dr. Christensen asked Steve, "Steve, would you do 10 more push-ups so Jenny can have a donut that she doesn't want?" Steve did 10. Jenny got a donut. By now, a sense of uneasiness filled the room. The students began saying no, and there were all those uneaten donuts on the desks. Steve also had to really put forth a lot of extra effort to get those push-ups done for each donut. There began to be a small pool of sweat on the floor beneath his face, his arms and brow, and he was beginning to get red because of the physical effort involved. Dr. Christensen asked Robert, who was the most vocal unbeliever in the class, to watch Steve do each push-up to make sure that he did the full 10 push-ups in a set, because Dr. Christensen couldn't bear to watch all of Steve's work for all of those uneaten donuts. He sent Robert over to where Steve was so Robert could count the set and watch Steve closely. Dr. Christensen started down the fourth row. During his class, however, some students from other classes had wandered in and sat down on the steps along the radiators that ran down the sides of the room. When the professor realized this, he did a quick count and saw that now there were 34 students in the room. He started to worry if Steve would be able to make it. Dr. Christensen went on to the next person, and the next, and the next. Near the end of that row, Steve was really having a rough time. He was taking a lot more time to complete each set. Steve asked Dr. Christensen, "Do I have to make my nose touch on each one?" Dr. Christensen thought for a moment. "Well, they're your push-ups. You're in charge now. You can do them any way you want." And Dr. Christensen went on. A few moments later, Jason, a recent transfer student, came to the room and was about to come in when all the students yelled in one voice, "No! Don't come in! Stay out!" Jason didn't know what was going on. Steve picked up his head and said, "No, let him come." Professor Christensen said, "You realize that if Jason comes in, you will have to do 10 push-ups for him." Steve said, "Yes, let him come in. Give him a donut." Dr. Christensen said, "Okay, Steve, I'll let you get Jason's out of the way right now. Jason, do you want a donut?" Jason, new to the room, hardly knew what was going on. "Yes," he said, "give me a donut." "Steve, would you do 10 push-ups so that Jason can have a donut?" Steve did 10 push-ups very slowly and with great effort. Jason, bewildered, was handed a donut and sat down. Dr. Christensen finished the fourth row and then started on those visitors seated by the heaters. Steve's arms were now shaking. With each push-up, he struggled to lift himself against the force of gravity. By this time, sweat was profusely dropping off of his face. There was no sound except his heavy breathing, and there was not a dry eye in the room. The very last two students in the room were two young women, both cheerleaders and very popular. Dr. Christensen went to Linda, the second to the last, and said, "Linda, do you want a donut?" Linda said, very sadly, "No, thank you." Professor Christensen quietly asked, "Steve, would you do 10 push-ups so that Linda can have a donut she doesn't want?" Grunting from the effort, Steve did 10 very slow push-ups for Linda. Then Dr. Christensen turned to the last girl, Susan. "Susan, do you want a donut?" Susan, with tears flowing down her face, began to cry, "Dr. Christensen, why can't I help him?" Dr. Christensen, with tears of his own, said, "No, Steve has to do it alone. I've given him this task, and he's in charge of seeing that everyone has an opportunity for a donut, whether they want it or not. When I decided to have a party this last class, I just looked at my grade book. Steve here is the only student with a perfect grade. Everyone else failed a test, skipped a class, or offered me inferior work. Steve told me that in football practice, when a player messes up, he must do push-ups. I told Steve that none of you could come to my party unless he paid the price of doing your push-ups. He and I made a deal for your sakes. Steve, would you do 10 push-ups so Susan can have a donut?" As Steve slowly finished his last push-up, with the understanding that he had accomplished all that was required of him, having done 350 push-ups, his arms buckled beneath him and he fell to the floor. Dr. Christensen turned to the room and said, And so it was that our Savior Jesus Christ on the cross pled to the Father, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." With the understanding that he had done everything that was required of him, he yielded up his life. And like some of those in this room, many of us leave the gift on the desk, uneaten. Two students helped Steve up off the floor into a seat, physically exhausted, but wearing a thin smile. "Well done, good and faithful servant," said the professor, adding, "Not all sermons are preached in words." Turning to his class, the professor said, "My wish is that you might understand and fully comprehend all of the riches of grace and mercy that have been given to you through the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He spared not his only begotten Son, but gave him up for all, for the whole church, now and forever. Whether or not we choose to accept his gift to us, the price has been paid." Wouldn't you be foolish and ungrateful to leave it lying on the desk?